The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Me'a brachas, shmona esri, v'ichas, mechai ha'meisim. Boker tov. We are starting the second bracha of shmona esri, mechai ha'meisim. It starts with the words Ato Gibo Loilom Hashem, and the method is called the Bracha of Gevuras. The first Bracha of Shemoneh Esrei was the first of the three Brachas of Shevach, of praise to Hashem. And like we mentioned last time, the idea of the praise of Hashem is for us to make ourselves aware of who we are standing in front of, what our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. So that we will really turn to Him with all our heart. Tefillah is avodah shebelev. Says avatim b'chol levavchem. Shmonesri has to be with our entire heart, totally focused on it. As we know, it's extremely hard. But the more we work on these first three brachas, the easier it will be to have more kavanah also on the hemshech. Because, as I said, we imagine ourselves standing directly in front of Melech Malchei Melochim that has all these qualities that we mentioned, these three brachas. How could we not do our best to concentrate and continue with more brachas? Even if in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei we get distracted, we can always come back to ourselves and have kavanah for the next bracha. So, this is the bracha of Gevurois. Chesed is giving goodness without a gvul, which be'etzim, without a gvul, without a limit, is only spirituality. Ruchnis has no gvul. It's not bound and not limited by the physical dimensions. Anything physical is shaykh to the concept of gvura, of limited haspar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that it says, Vreshis bar lakim. The creation of the world was midas elakim, which also represents the midas adin. Because anything in this world is limited. A person could have $1 trillion, but it's only a trillion. It's limited. Not only is it limited in the amount, it's limited in the amount of time a person has it. Because everything we have in this physical world just lasts till we're alive. As long as we're alive. Once a person goes, it's the end of it. They say that somebody went to the Rosh Yeshiva, Nosson Tzvi Finkel, and said, I'm so wealthy, it's impossible for me to lose all my wealth in one day. And the Shiva looked at him and said, it is very possible. Hashem can take you away from your wealth. Rahman al-Slan, we have seen that even in the recent past. People of all types, tzaddikim, good people, wealthy people, in one day, out of nowhere, suddenly, they had to leave this world. Al Kalponim, we are saying, Ato Gibo Elohim Hashem, that's where we're starting off. We mentioned in the first bracha that the Gevurah of Hashem also connotates the fact that Hashem is mavir af. Even if we do averis, Hashem lets us continue to exist. Eza giber kavayochel akoyvish is Yisrael. That control. It's also controlling the midas adin. Part of the midas adin has within it that Hashem controls it. It doesn't let it just go out of hand, not the way He wants it, because really, the whole purpose of din is so that we should be zoicha, we should merit to get the rachem and all the chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we start off by saying that we recognize there's a midas adin in this world. The physical world is limited, and it's not always pleasant. You always have that keeping us chai v'kayim under all circumstances. Throughout history, Klal Yisrael has done all kind of averis and terrible averis. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but Klal Yisrael continued. We went through Golis, and we went through Tzaras. Klal Yisrael is still around, supernaturally. And we always have a special hashgacha. So when we're talking about Gevuras, the first thing we're saying is, Ata Gibor Leilom, you are always with us. You always have that mida of being koivish, of sustaining us, even though we do not deserve to exist. Mechai Mesim Ata Rav Loishia. Now the Mechai Mesim over here in this bracha, it's mentioned multiple times. Avodram says it's representing three basic forms of Mechayim Meisim. The first one he says is the Tchiyas Meisim, of getting up. Hamachzir neshamos livgar mesim. We said in the Birchas Hashachem. The first thing we're saying, we recognize the gvur of Hashem. And even though we were bechina of mesim when we were sleeping, and we don't deserve to get our neshamos back, as we mentioned before, we owe Hashem so much more. Why should He give us back the mashkin, the security? But no, atogibon. That's the gvur of Hashem. He gives us whether we deserve it or not. And that's the first thing we're mentioning. The fact that I'm awake and alive is a Yeshua. I'm thanking Hashem for that. The second, Mechayim Mesim, goes on the sustenance of the rain, our panosa, our needs. The Gemara says that Geshem, when Geshem comes down, when rain comes down, it's also like Tchias Mesim. The ground looks dead, there's nothing alive, and when the rain comes down, it brings things to life. Rain is one of the few natural things that doesn't have a cycle. The sun always rises and goes down at the end of the day. All the planets have their
Kol Halashon.
And their paths in which they go through. Rain is not predictable. Rain is Torah Hashgachas Hashem. Even the most advanced computer programs can predict a day or two, even that's not with 100% accuracy. 3 days. But long-term weather prediction, they themselves came to a conclusion many years ago. It's impossible. And that's one of the ways Hashem shows His Gevura. Gevura is Geshomim. We are totally in Him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could make it in a way that in the Chadami, we can't predict the rain, or we don't even need the rain, but Hashem wanted us to interact with Him. She'yiru mifonov, we should be in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realize that we need to turn to Him. That's the way Hashem set up everything in this bracha. Mechazek chayim b'chesed. We need our panosa, but Hashem gives it b'chesed. Mechayim mesim b'racham rabim was saying that those people that are b'china of mesim, they don't have what they need. Hashem always gives them some more, some less, but everyone has a bare minimum to survive. Even a person is noiflim, he fell down. Hashem is seimachim. Person is choyla, Hashem is reifim. He's tied up, limited to where he can go. Matir asurim makes it possible for him to go out every morning. We're bechina of all these things also. And also, throughout our lives, people have different situations which they're going through tzar, they feel the midas adin, but Hashem is always with us, and Hashem is always there to take us out of it. That's what we're mentioning in this bracha. In the first bracha, we mention the pure chasadim, goyim chasadim toivim, all the wonderful good things that are clearly good. In this bracha, we're mentioning two things. Things that are not so obviously good because they aren't uncomfortable, but we recognize that Hashem is with us even in those situations. And then the chedushim that Hashem put into the world, the geshem that Hashem put into the world, waking us up in the morning, even though we don't necessarily deserve it. That's also the gvur of Hashem. And the last mechayim mesim that we say is the mechayim mesim of tchiyas mesim lasad lofav. Ne'eman ato lachi yitz mesim, boch ato Hashem mechayim mesim. Which is also a very important part of the tefillin. But no matter how much we see the limited good in this world, the gvuris in this world, we know that this world is just a very temporary state of our lives. Mechayim mesim. Eventually, our life will end in this world and will continue eternally in the world to come. And that makes it so much more pleasant also. Even many people have to go through hardships in life. And they say, what, I was created just for this. And we're saying every morning to ourselves, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I know that even if I do have hardships, this is just a way to give me that Tchias HaMesim, to give me a more beautiful and pleasant eternal life. Because the more I'm connected to you, Hashem, in this world, that's what it's all about. It's not about physical pleasures or a lack of physical pleasures. It's about being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu under all circumstances. Recognizing this world is limited. All the excitement and all the pleasures and all the money of this world, no matter how much you have of it, it's so limited, it's nothing. Whereas if we use it properly and we use this world to go through every situation in life and see the good of Hashem, see that, yes, choylim, but there's a roifei choylim. Hashem is behind it. He just wants me to turn to Him, to daven to Him, to say the brachas. We know Asher Yotza is a school for refuah and protection from machlas. It's the same idea. There's no need for machlas if I really appreciate the gift of the body and the digestive system and the immune system that we have within our bodies. If I appreciate it, I don't need to have this nisoyin of going through the machla. All the things we mentioned over here. So we should be zeicher to, once again, every day, trying to make an extra stress on one of the brachas, kamavan, all of them together. And this is, like we said, the second of the first three brachas, which are so essential for making our Shemoneh Esrei, the right Shemoneh Esrei. And more than that, it's to make our whole life the right life. If we bring to life the things we believe in, like we said in the first bracha, or the goyim chasodim toivim, to pay attention to the chasodim toivim we had in the past period of time. And so the same idea in the second bracha, when we're talking about these ideas, or the fact that I got up in the morning to think about it. Yeah, I shouldn't take it for granted. I got up this morning. And if we have these situations of feeling of a nefila, of choyle, not being healthy, asurim, we're limited in what we can do. And today we do have a certain amount of that. I think about, yes, I am going through these experiences today. Today, forget about what happened 10 years ago, 100 years ago. Today, this morning, last night, I went through these things and it bothered me to a certain degree, but together with it now, I'm mechazing myself. Yes, it bothered me, but I know that Hashem is with me. And by proclaiming that, not just proclaiming that, making it real, I really feel that with all the hardships I have, Hashem is with me. That's that smiach Yeshua. That recognition itself sprouts forth the salvation. Matzmiach, like you put a seed in the ground, it looks like it's rotting away, and little by little it sprouts forth and makes a beautiful plant or tree or whatever grows out of it. That's what we're involved in now also. If we recognize that Hashem is Meimis and Mechaya, and He's always out to do the good for us, we're also being a Shutif HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a partner of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to produce, be Matzmiach, that's like we're saying, it starts off in the beginning, it looks terrible, it looks at taking the seed and putting the ground is just rotting. But if we stay and keep it watering it, take care of it, and eventually sprouts forth with a beautiful plant that's coming out of it, we should be all zeicher to see the Matzmiach Yeshua, the Mechaya Meisim, the Meheru Yomeinu.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.